News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. Hour number two kicks off with, of course, our Behind the Badge segments. This one, of course, with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. And it is brought to you by Whalen Towing and Service. We welcome in Officer Steve Olson on the phone lines for another edition of Behind the Badge on a Friday. Steve, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday to you, Spencer. I am great. Yourself?
We are doing fantastic. It has been a very nice week weather-wise. Sun has been out, and it's been a busy week. But you know, we're almost to the end of the week. Weekend almost here, so certainly not going to complain about that.
As my 8-year-old would say, time to put the snowmobile away and get out the mini bike.
that is true. I've seen a lot of people wearing shorts over the week, the last week or so. I am not one of them. I am not in short mode yet, but if the temperatures I see for next week in the upper 50s stick with us, I think it might be shorts time very soon.
I hope we're turning a corner, that's for sure.
I saw some, I think it was a forecaster down in Milwaukee, I don't know who it was specifically, but kind of put up the hold your horses, you know, winter's not done yet kind of thing on his Twitter account, and everybody just totally like, come on, man, can we just enjoy what we have now?
You know, kidding.
I think we all know it's probably going to snow again at some point, maybe,
yep.
I don't know, but I'm not going to think about that, so.
I think it's inevitable that we'll get a little bit more, but it certainly is fun thinking that we're done with it.
I agree. We'll just kind of put those blinders on. But
absolutely.
We're going to talk about an important topic, something that is definitely part of our world, unfortunately, I'll say that, but it's an important thing to plan ahead for, creating an active shooter action plan. That's our topic for the week.
That is our topic this week, and like you said, I think you hit the nail on the head. It isn't something that you know, it's fun to think about. It's certainly something 25 years ago when I started down this career path, it wasn't even something we talked about. But times are different. And, you know, 70%, Spencer, of active shooter situations or incidents, 70% of them occur at either a commercial business or, unfortunately, schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that means that the likelihood of someone just being in a situation, take the mall, right, Fox River Mall, just a few short weeks ago, you know, prime example, you could be just in a situation where there is an active shooter, and, you know, what do you do? So that's what we're going to talk about is having the, at least taking some time, having the presence of mind to first accept the fact that, boy, I could, you know, I don't want to be, but I could be at some point in my life around an incident like that. So the easiest thing to do and the best thing to do is have a plan, number one, and then see it through. And these plans are not, they're not rocket science. They're not hugely, you know, involved or detailed. They're actually very simple in nature, and there's three steps. There's generally always a best option. If you are involved in a situation where there is an active shooter or active knifing, it doesn't necessarily have to be a gun, but a situation like that where it's life or death, generally the best option is to get yourself out of there. So in our terms, we call that avoid, right? Avoid the situation or run. Just get yourself out of there. If there's an accessible path, try to evacuate that area. Don't waste time grabbing if you're shopping, don't waste time grabbing your bags or even your belongings. Just get yourself and, you know, if your family is with you, away from there. That is generally always the best thing to do. People ask all the time, like, well, you know, they like to play kind of devil's advocate on that, and they're like, well, what if, you know, I'm running out of there and there's a second gunman or person, or what if the person with the gun sees me and they turn their fire onto them? Well, you know, there's a running target is much harder to hit, number one. So the odds we could go into, I remember one time I did a show on the statistics, percentages of your survivability when someone has a handgun and they're farther away than it's like 5 or 10 feet, I mean, you have like a 98% chance of living through that. If you stay and then you become an easy target where someone then, you know, comes right up to you, well, your chances of surviving greatly decrease. So again, most of the time, best option, run. Get out of that area. The second best option is what we call deny. Some people refer to it as hide. So deny, meaning deny access to the would-be bad person. Find a room that you can lock and barricade out of the shooter's view that would hopefully provide some cover, you know, and get there as quickly as you can and as quietly as you can. And then, you know, again, just another way of avoiding, but maybe you can't leave the store totally, but there's a, you know, there's a room, there's an office, whatever, get in there. If there's a lock, lock the door. If there's not a lock, barricade. So we're going to barricade, whether we lock the door or not, push anything you can up against the door. And what that creates is what we call a time barrier. Mm-hmm. It prevents or slows down the person from getting to you. And most active shooter incidents are, you know, police are on scene within 3 minutes nationwide. The Fox River Mall, I don't have the exact numbers, but I have talked with some officers that were involved in. There were officers there, I believe, well under the three-minute mark. So you're just buying time until law enforcement gets there. So that's the second best option, deny or hide. The only thing I will say is if you do barricade yourself somewhere, you get the door secured, you get, you know, things piled up against the door, one of the things I don't necessarily like about the word hide in that instance is it gives the perception that then you go and cower in the corner and be real quiet and literally hide, like we did when we were kids, hide and seek, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when we were kids and we played hide and seek, when you were found, what happened? Oh, you're out, I got you, right? Mm-hmm. We cannot ever allow that to happen to us in an active shooter incident. So hide basically is just refers to get out of sight if you can. And then, but you need to know that if you're at the door or wherever you are denying access from the shooter, if they find you, you need to be ready to, which brings us to the last part of this is the last option is defend or fight. You, at that point, your life could depend on what you do or don't do. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, anything from yelling, throwing things, you know, using some kind of improvised weapon. It's just no rules at that point. But the difference is don't just hide and wait for the would-be attacker to find you, because we generally know what's going to happen in that case, and it generally doesn't end well.
Right, right.
So, I mean, and that's really it in a nutshell, just pre-plan the what if. We talk about this a lot because police officers do this all the time, what if thinking. What if I go here and this happens? What will I do? That's all it is. It's giving your brain a chance to process a horrific incident that hopefully you never experience. But at least if you've pre-planned it in your mind as to having some kind of an idea what you would do, we talk a lot about what we're doing is we're programming our very primitive brain into having a different option to react to under stress. Mm-hmm. Instead of fight or flight, right? It's only going to, but so that's really what it is. And you can do that in a restaurant. You can do that wherever you are. You know, next time, just go into the store, it's business as usual, right? And think, okay, if something bad happened here, where would I go?
Right.
And you give yourself, you know, you end up looking around that store going, oh, hey, there's a room there. There's another exit, you know, over there that I didn't know about. Just those little things. And I think, you know, you'll find any time, not just with active shooter incidents, but any time you pre-plan for some major event, it lowers your stress level in, when, you know, you are in that particular incident. So just something to think about. Food for thought.
Yeah. Well, as you were talking and explaining kind of the three different stages or steps that people need to plan for, I'm thinking of the Fox River Mall, which, of course, I've been to numerous times. I'm sure, Steve, you and your family and plenty of people you know go up there and do some shopping or hang out, get some food, whatever it may be. And I'm just kind of envisioning the places in the Fox River Mall and kind of the stories you've heard coming out of that. People did exactly what you said. I mean, the shooting happened near the food court, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, people are in shields. They're going into the back stock rooms with employees. And, you know, they're doing what they can to get out of sight of the shooter. Now, thankfully, in a sense, it was just one person with the gun. It wasn't multiple gunmen or whatever. But you gotta be prepared for a scenario where it is kind of the worst of the worst, right?
You know, absolutely. And just one last thing about, you know, we're saying, you know, it's just one shooter. In 98% of the time, the FBI has done all these studies on all the active shooters. 98% of the time, there is only one shooter. And in the 2% of the time where there's multiple, only 1% of the time do they ever separate. So, you know, it's the likelihood there's generally one, and if there are multiple, we haven't seen them, you know, separate. So, and that's why if you can evacuate, get out of there, that's generally always the best option.
Absolutely. Well, like we said, not something you want to have to think about, but it's a reality in our day and age. And just like with anything from natural disasters to whatever it may be, it's better to have the plan in your mind as opposed to not having that plan and then be faced with the situation.
Absolutely.
Steve, anything else this week?
No, that's going to do it for this week. I hope everybody has a great weekend. We're headed to the going on a little car ride for a gymnastics competition this weekend. I'll report back next week on how much hardware we brought home.
All right. I'm expecting 5 gold trophies.
There you go. Well, it's not me, so...
Might be kind of tough then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Steve, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care.